It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of OM? Sarah Jane. Jeremy saw... What did you see? You were seething.
Did you see a pig flying or something like that?
You saw...
Red.
Red, that's the word yes, I was looking I for. Saw you red. Saw red earlier on today when you forwarded me on a message that we got onto our WhatsApp phone from Sarah Jane.
Now, here's the thing. I've made no secret of this. I love kids. I love other people's kids. I love...
Yeah, go on.
I love being around kids. If I wasn't in this business, I'd love to work in an industry where I could be around kids. Kids bring me joy.
Kids bring you joy.
Yeah. I live beside a school, as you know.
Yep.
And it's great in the summertime when you're at the front garden and you can hear the kids all laughing and joking in the yard. I just love kids. Now, I don't like them when they're being little shits and stuff like that.
Well, isn't that exactly the point?
But I've never understood why someone wouldn't like kids.
A couple of years ago, you will recall, I booked a holiday and I was staying in a child-free resort.
Oh, I gave you grief over
and
that.
And the grief he gave me over this. What was your issue?
We decided,
my kids are grown up, yeah? So I don't have young kids. I don't have grandkids yet. I'm sure I will. Hopefully, eventually at some stage, touch wood and all that.
No, your daughter's not a fan of kids either.
Not a huge fan.
No, she's not a fan.
But no, since her friend had a baby, she's kind of turned the corner a little bit.
No, she's not broody. I spoke to her.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, here's the thing. I went to a resort, which was a child-free resort a couple of years ago, and Jeremy absolutely lambasted me for it. What was your issue with me going to a resort that was no kids?
I find adult-only resorts disgusting. But it's discrimination apart from anything. That's a conversation for another day. When we went on holidays last year in Fuerteventura, the hotel next to our hotel was one of those kid-free resorts.
Yeah,
and
I'd say you were jealous. Past every day going...
No, we did walk past...
God, I wish I could go in there.
No, we would walk past every day.
I wish I could leave these rambunctious brats behind.
No, my kids aren't rambunctious or brats. We'd walk by every day on our way to the beach.
Yeah.
And when you walk by your hotel, you'd hear the kids screaming and jumping into the pool. Yay, 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 yay. Kiddies disco and all that. And you'd walk by this adults-only resort and it looked sterile.
Here's the question.
Horrible.
Is there anything wrong with somebody who doesn't like kids, doesn't want kids, doesn't want to be around kids, goes to adult-only resorts on holidays, basically just doesn't want kids in their life? Is there anything wrong with that? Because I'm going to play a message.
Okay, I don't think there's any... Let me say... Pin my colours to the mast or whatever that expression is. I wouldn't judge somebody... Oh, God, I'm about to judge.
Yeah, you are about to.
Okay, well, then I can't start the sentence. Okay.
Let's have a listen to her message.
Yes.
And then I'll ask you for a sentence at the end of it, yeah? This is Sarah Jane.
Hey, lads. Can you run this one by your listeners? I'm 27, my name's Sarah Jane, and I absolutely don't want children. Like, I've had so many people say, but you're only 27. I'm 27, I'm old enough to make that call, and I have made that call. When I say it, I get, like, called a horrible name, selfish, a witch, a feminist. I like my life. I've been able to travel. I love the fact that I know I can travel. I can come and go as I please. See, if I'm out in a restaurant and I see kids running around, the rage I get, like, and I will call the manager over and give out to them and complain, like, I'm paying good money, I don't want to have little brats running up and down and running wild, like, control them. I have nieces and nephews, and I spend 10 minutes with them and my head is wrecked, like, get me away from them. You know, and I'm made feel judged, like, for, you know, feeling this way and, you know, being vocal about it as well, if it is brought up, like, Yeah, and you know, is it not okay in this day and age that we live in to be selfish and to be able to say, these are my life choices? And I think that anyone that makes bitchy or sarky comments to me, they're just jealous because they've fallen into the norm of society and what is expected of us. Get married, get a mortgage, have 2.4 perfect kids. No way. That's my idea of hell. Don't want kids. We'll never have them. I can't stand them, to be honest. I think they're spoiled brats as well today. So it's only actually getting worse than it was. Like, at least back in the day, you know, kids weren't as spoiled as they are today. So no thanks. If you can discuss that, that'd be great.
Now, there you are, Jeremy. Your opinion, please.
By the way, the reason she won't come on with us is because... but let's just say I gave her a right telling off.
This podcast is called Opinions Matter everybody is entitled to their opinion. And can I just say to Sarah Jane, thank you very much indeed for your message. I love when people contact us with really honest opinions, because that's what this podcast is all about.
It's an honest opinion, but it's bollocks.
So now you're undermining her opinion. Opinions Matter, that's what we call the thing.
No, yeah, but we can agree.
Let's just go through what she said.
I think you're normal if you don't like children.
Oh, so you're not going to judge people, but normal. Okay.
I don't think it's normal. Children are amazing.
In your opinion. Let me just go through what she said again. She doesn't want children.
By the way, she hates her own nieces and nephews. That's disgusting.
Yeah, she says she tolerates them for 10 minutes at a time. She wants to travel. She gets called a witch, a feminist. She gets called selfish. She's judged totally on her life choices. And her life choices that she doesn't want children. The idea of having a family with 2.4 children is her idea of hell.
That's absolutely... Okay, I don't have a problem with that aspect of it. I can understand why people would not want children. I mean, only before Christmas, as myself and my wife were looking, a video popped up on Facebook, and it was a couple having a lovely time in New York for Christmas. And I was like, Jesus, will we go to New York for Christmas? Oh, no, we can't.
Yeah, you can't. So, yeah.
So we did
jealousy.
We did all that before we had kids. So, yeah. Kids, the sacrifices that you have to make when you have kids. But I wouldn't change it for anything now. My kids bring me so much joy. But not only my kids, kids in general. My kids' friends.
In your opinion. So you are, without even realizing it, you are judging Sarah Jane for not being like you.
Well, for saying she hates her nieces and nephews.
She didn't say she hates them. She says she tolerates them. That's what she says.
The thing I always say to people who don't like kids.
Yeah.
And I will say this to anybody who has the balls to come on and say they don't like kids. You are one yourself.
Yeah, of course.
That
doesn't mean you have to like them.
What?
That doesn't mean you have to like them just because you had no choice but to be one when you were young.
Jesus Christ.
Let's bring in some...
Sorry, I'd love to get Chris on.
What's Chris saying? Tell me what he's saying.
The world... How are you, Chris? Brother? Say hello to Chris.
How are you, Chris? How are you, Head?
The world doesn't need more children. She's dead right. Misery everywhere. Why bring another life into the world?
Ooh, Jesus. There's Christ. A man who doesn't like kids. Chris, we'd love to talk to you, Head.
That's a downer. That's put a downer on the whole thing. Kids... just brings so much joy.
In your opinion.
And it's strange.
Okay, here, I want to come on to the calls here, because as with all topics, if it doesn't fit your narrative...
No,
in other words,
narrative.
You love kids, so I everybody kids. Should. She doesn't.
But I think there's some people that shouldn't have had kids. I have a friend who never, ever liked kids, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
She never liked them. And she ended up having two kids. And it was the worst mistake she could ever make, because there's a lot of people that just have kids because, it's the thing to do. We better have kids, and they shouldn't have kids. But I just don't. And I think it's, and this is going to sound a bit, no, I'll save this statement for later. It's a bit controversial.
No, go on. Spit it out.
No.
Spit it out.
No.
There's no point in holding it to later, because all I have to do is fast forward and hear what you said.
I think it's a bit weirder when it comes from a woman.
Oh, okay, so it's not normal and weird for a woman.
You'd expect it from a man, but when you hear... I thought women had, what's it called?
Maternal instinct.
Maternal instinct.
This woman doesn't, but you're judging her.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Niamh. Well, Niamh, you've heard the message that we got from Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane is being judged because she doesn't like kids, doesn't want kids, doesn't really like being around kids, barely tolerates her own nieces and nephews. Is she not entitled to feel that way?
I entitled to not have, if she doesn't want to have kids, she doesn't need to have kids. But the way she feels about kids, that's the thing I don't like about it. I mean, I've seen, I'm a healthcare assistant, so I see daily people that have no kids and they're really old, and they'd say, I'm raging, I never had kids, I chose not to have kids, and I'm very lonely, and I don't have anyone to look after me. And so I've seen that side of it, and I kind of feel like it's sad. Now, when she's young, she's off enjoying herself and whatever, but when she's older and she's sitting there in her chair, because she's, in all fairness, she does sound like a right B-I-T-C-H, let's be honest.
Really? I mean, just for saying that she doesn't like them, doesn't want to be around them?
It's the way she's saying it. She doesn't need to say it that way.
And why? Why is it offending children?
It's offending. I feel like if that was my sister saying that about my kids, I'd go through her for a short book. If she was saying that she's just tolerating me kids, I'd be like, well, off you go, off you trot. You can have your own Christmas. You can have Christmas by yourself. You're not invited. Off you go. I wouldn't have anybody like that around me if they didn't like me kids.
And okay, so being friends with you or being in any sort of a relationship with you is conditional on somebody liking your children?
It's not that. It's the way she's saying it. It's she's saying, I don't like kids. And the way she's saying, like, if I'm out, I'm paying good money if I'm out in a restaurant, that I'll speak to a manager. I'm paying good money as well. And I got
Just on that point.
Yeah, I want to. I
just on that point,
Niamh. I'm sick of people. These people.
No. Well, I was about to say,
I pay 60 quid for a steak. Sorry, myself and yourself, Niamh, as parents, we pay more money into restaurants because when I go to a restaurant we're a family of five. When I go to a restaurant, the bill is about 130 bloody quid. We pay more than you people that don't have kids.
And so, your point is, so I'm still as entitled.
If my kids,
I was in a restaurant about a month ago, and over the Christmas break, and there was two children sitting at the table opposite us, and the fucking noise out of the two of them constant for the whole meal. Daddy, daddy, and not once did either of the parents attempt to do anything to shut them up.
Well, then what you need to do, Adrian, is go to an adult-only restaurant.
There aren't enough of them, unfortunately. There aren't enough of them.
No, but go to a restaurant at 11 o'clock at night when there's no kids around.
Niamh,
you're actually right. I'm sick of parents like us being vilified and shamed because our kids might make a bit of noise. I'm sorry. If you go to a restaurant...
you go to eat a dinner, not to have to listen to your kids causing murder.
In all fairness, you have kids that are obviously, they're bold and they don't do what they're told. I get that, right? And you have kids, but you also, like, I am not one of them parents. I tell me kids off. I make sure that when before we go in, I'm like, listen, this is a treat. We're going out for a dinner. This is costing money. They know, they're aware of, like, this is a treat for us and you better be on your best behaviour. And if you're not on your best behaviour, you're getting up, you're getting your jacket on, you're in the car and you're going home.
Okay, let me read a message that came in a moment ago from Shane, and it says, I love my kids, but I don't have the time for other people's kids. They're like, will you hear this? This is a great line. They're like mini taxi drivers. They never shut up. Now he's right. He's right. The one thing I love about being in this studio with you every day, Jeremy, is your kids aren't here. There's no kids here. It's just the two adults.
Why do you not like my kids?
I didn't say I don't like your kids. I just...
Who doesn't like, in all fairness, what parent of young kids or kids doesn't like going out for a meal on their own or doesn't like going out on their own? Listen,
why is that to get away from them?
Getting away, a bit of peace and quiet. Like, I'm dropping my two kids now to their nanas. And the other one lives in Lanzarote, so I can't really drop them over the whole life. I mean, like, my kids are going away for the evening. I'm going actually to work this evening, so I'm not getting a break. I'm going to look after people tonight. But that few hours break, I get it.
Okay, so if somebody was to say to you, if a friend or a relative was to say to you, look, Niamh, I tolerate your kids. I just don't like kids, and I just tolerate yours. That'd be it. Relationship over.
The relationship wouldn't be over. It'd just be very limited. I'd be like, listen, I'll see it on the flip side, basically. I wouldn't have any... If you don't like...
So a relationship with you is conditional on liking your children.
If you're going to say something like that about my kids, well then, no.
So Pauline sent me this message. Yeah? She says, I have three kids. I work with kids. I love kids. But if an opportunity came up for me to go on a kid-free holiday in a kid-free hotel, I would.
Yes, obviously. Listen, myself, yes, everybody.
But why did you go ballistic when I told you 2 years ago that I was going on an adult-only holiday?
No, just
to an adult-only resort.
No, I don't have a problem. No, those adult-only resorts are discriminatory against kids. My wife had a mini holiday there in January without the kids, and it was the best trip ever.
Why? How dare you?
No.
Why didn't you bring the kids?
That's not what this conversation is about. This is about people not liking kids.
Okay, stay there for a second, Niamh. I want to go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you? How are you doing, Jeremy?
John, you were saying that the older you get, the less you can tolerate children.
Absolutely. and we won't be friends, Niamh, what I'm about to say. I absolutely can't stand them anymore. I can't. You know, I have nieces and nephews on over the shop, and they're little fuckers, and that's the truth. And they get what they want, they're getting spoiled. They're not like the kids 20 years ago. You know, when I had kids 20 years ago, when I seen people's kids, they were fucking good kids. These kids today, they have everything. They're little spoiled fuckers, you know, and they get what they want. And I've seen it with my own two eyes, through my whole family, through all my friends. You know, it's fucking crazy what the kids are getting these days, you know. And the minute the kid's out, they've been given it. And I'm like, fuck. We were at a kid's party there. One of my niece's parties for the young one there a couple of weeks ago. I was in and out, literally. There's the gift, there's the card. Yeah, see you now. Where are you off? I'm going off. Good luck. Won't be doing it.
So if you have kids, so how old are you, if you don't mind me asking, how old are your kids?
They're 22 and 14 now, you know.
Of you having grandkids, what were you going to feel about them?
But there is a thing. Look, the grandkids will be grand because, like, at the end of the day, it's on my terms. You know, it's not on anybody else's terms, Niamh. The fact of the matter is, Niamh, like, I see this on a regular basis as well, Adrian and Jeremy. There's people having kids and they don't even fucking want the kids. Nothing to the union, but they're with their grandparents all the time. They're in creches, they're in schools. They don't be even with the kids. They're just with the kids 2 hours a fucking day.
Okay, so John, your point is that your kids grand, they're grown up. If it comes to grandkids, then yeah, grand, you'll cope with that. But other people's kids, you just can't stand anymore.
Little fuckers, Adrian. I go shopping at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock, quarter to 8, I'm at the door because I know what's going to happen. Because do you ever go shopping during the day when the kids are off school? It's absolutely fucking mental, you know, no matter where you go. Dunn's, Aldi, Tesco's, absolutely crazy. Snotty nose, little fuckers everywhere, screaming the shop down, I want this, I want that. It's absolutely fucking reckless, you know. And the parents are grand with this. They're good with this. They're all right with this. You know, absolutely crazy, guys. You know, I can understand where Sarah Jane is coming from, 100 million%, you know. And fair play to her, she doesn't want kids. I encourage my kids not to have kids. I did say it to them, don't fuck up, you know, because it's going to be 20 years of your life down the fucking drain. You know, you're going to go do things, get money, get a house, get what you can out of this life. Don't fuck it up with having kids. Seriously.
So you would actually, the lady Sarah Jane who contacted us in the first place, you'd have more respect for her being so honest and not wanting kids?
Absolutely. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? Fair play to her. You know, Jesus. What's wrong with that as well, Jeremy, going out for a meal with no kids? I don't understand, Jeremy, there. Jesus, like, I spend more money. So what? You have kids. Like, I get that. I have kids. But I want to go and have a nice, quiet meal, Jeremy.
Peace and quiet.
Same as Adrian does.
And sorry, John, listen to me. You can actually do that, John. There are restaurants probably above your wage grade.
I've been in them.
No, but yeah.
You're such a patronising prick.
No, there are restaurants that above your pay.
I don't care what he says,
Above your pay grade.
Yeah, there are restaurants that you...
Idiot.
No, if you go...
Here's the idiotism again.
Yeah,
okay,
go on.
Let me explain something to you, John. Last Saturday, I brought the kids to Nando's, and we went into Nando's, and it was 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, and my kids were hyper.
Crazy.
Hyper. And there was still... One of them was...
Rambunctious.
No, they were being kids. One of them was jumping up on the seat or whatever and playing around, and...
That's the type of shit I don't want to see.
And in the booth beside...
That's why we don't eat in Nando's.
And in the booth beside us, there was a couple there who were probably in their 50s, and all you could hear of them was, oh,
Can you blame them? And can you blame them? Seriously, can you blame them?
No, my point to them is, if you go to Nando's at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, you have
expect to
hear kids whinging and whining and moaning.
Oh, you blame them. I wouldn't have went. Yeah, it's like McDonald's. You just don't go there.
And in the same way, John, if you go to Captain America's when there's a clown blowing up balloons and giving them to kids, that you're not going to get a quiet meal. So if you want your...
Absolutely, I understand that. That's why I go out late at night.
Well, then shut up. You're not coming across kids. So what kid is eating the steak?
Oh, we do, unfortunately. Like I say.
Yeah, so hang on. You're trying to claim that there's kids eating fillet steaks in Trocadero at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night, would you?
Not at all, no. We were in the Bull and Cock there last week. There was nobody around. Look, it was absolutely great.
You sort out your life.
But what I'm saying to you is, what my point is, Jeremy, what's your big problem with me saying that I don't like being around mad fucker kids, because they're just an absolute nightmare.
That was something that Sarah Jane said in the original message, that children today are worse than ever. They're even more intolerable than ever. They're spoiled brats.
And the parents don't care, Adrian. They don't give one fuck.
Well, basically, John, I'm not entitled to bring my kids out for a meal, and I walk my arse off, and so does my partner.
Oh, no. You do what you like, Neil. So you do what you like.
If I go for a meal with my kids, I could have somebody sitting on the table next to me that's not going to be happy with me bringing my kids out for me. Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Look, it is what it is, Neil.
I will bring my kids
out. So do we all, Neil.
My kids are...
I never said your words, Neil. Never said your words.
Anywhere and everywhere because...
Absolutely. Yes, you do that, Neil.
If they were misbehaving, I get up and we go home. And that's the way it is.
Fair play to you. Because not a lot of parents would do that. They just let them fucking run amok.
But anyway, bottom line is, John, that the older you get, the less tolerance you have for children, basically.
Without a doubt. Screamy, snotty little fuckers, of course. Absolutely.
So there's nothing wrong, in your opinion, in Sarah Jane, who contacted us originally, saying, I don't like them, I don't want them, I don't want to be around them, and people are judging me. You think it's obviously unfair of people to judge her?
Absolutely. That's what the Sarah Jane, if she doesn't want to have kids and doesn't want to be around kids and want to do her own gig. Fair play to you, Sarah Jane, if you listen. Okay,
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, John. Jess has been on to us with her opinion.
If you don't want kids, fine. If you don't like being around kids, that's fine as well. It's not everyone's cup of tea. But she literally said herself that she hates her own nephews and nieces. That, for me, is the fucking problem. Like, they're your fucking family, and you'll regret that when you're on your deathbed and you won't even have a niece or a nephew to say, oh, goodbye, Auntie Sarah Jane. Like, hate is a very strong word to use against your own fucking family.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Sarah Jane is the lady that contacted us originally, and she says she's sick of being judged for not liking children, not wanting children. She gets called a witch, a feminist, selfish. She says she barely tolerates her own nieces and nephews, and she's constantly judged for her life choices. She wants the freedom of having no children. She loves to travel. The idea of having children is hell on earth for her. And she says, and in fact this was something that was said a couple of minutes ago by John, every generation kids are getting worse and worse and worse. And that's what we're talking about. Is there anything wrong in somebody not wanting kids? Now, John is on the line.
No, that's not the don't twist it.
Or not wanting to be around kids.
It's perfectly understandable why someone...
My idea of hell, by the way, is to go to a kid's birthday party and sit in the corner with mammies and daddies.
Well, it'd be a bit weird to a grown man like
No, but if I had to bring a child to a kid's birthday party, again, I would find that no, hell on earth.
Great. I love my son's...
hell on earth.
When we go to the play zones and all that.
Oh.
Well, maybe you were never meant to have kids.
No, I enjoyed it while they were young. I'm over it now. I'm over it.
Well, I can get that. You're in your 70s or whatever, so obviously you don't want to be around kids. But...
No, I'm not in my 70s, thank you.
I know this isn't about Christmas, but I always feel sorry for people who don't have kids around Christmas time. the Christmas you have and the Christmas I have are poles apart.
I know, because I'm off on holiday. Miserable. You're stuck here in the miserable weather.
No, no, your Christmases are miserable.
Here we go. John, if you're still there, are you still there, John?
I am indeed, yeah.
I've been asked to play this message for you. Have a listen to this.
Jesus, Jeremy, that was nice of John, wasn't it? To inform his kids that he fucked up his life, wasted 20 years of his life. There's 20 years he'll never get back. And ask him, is he going to be happy when, as that lady that's on the phone there said, when his kids get old, who's going to look after them? And their friends are all there with their kids and their families, and his son and daughter just being left on their own to rot away.
But now, I'm assuming, John, you don't hate your kids that much. Well, you don't, obviously.
I didn't even hear what he said, Adrian. Can you repeat that?
He's basically saying, who'll look after you when you get old?
Here's the thing. I think that's Jay, is it?
Yep.
I didn't have kids to look after me when I got old. And I hate that bullshit as well, what people said. I heard that somewhere earlier on there. I don't even like the thought of that. I didn't have kids to look after me. You know, there's healthcare systems in place there, and there's care homes. I didn't have kids to look after me. And I tell you, that's even fucking more selfish when you think of it. That parents that think that, oh, well, they're going to look after me when I'm older. You know, it's fucking terrible. I don't want my kids looking after me when I'm older. Do you? Because I fucking don't.
Okay, you don't.
I don't want them changing my shitty nappies if I get old and helping me up the stairs. I certainly don't. No, I don't. So I hope they're out enjoying their lives.
You've no desire for your kids to ever have to look after you?
No, the fucking hope in hell, Adrian. Not one hope.
All right, stay there for a second. Let me go to Dave. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave? By the way, it's interesting that we haven't had, I'd love to talk to somebody else who doesn't like children. Or is Sarah Jane the only one listening to this podcast now, that doesn't like children?
I'm going to make an assumption before I talk to Dave, and if I'm wrong, Dave, you can tell me to fuck off. I'd say Dave is the type of person who can just tolerate his own and nobody else's. Would that be right to say, Dave?
You're kind of fairly bang on.
There
the
you
money.
Go,
well,
how did you know that?
No.
Because
no,
you're a
no,
he's a cantankerous fuck after time.
No, which, why is it to say children? They're like farts. You can just about tolerate your own.
No, that's not true.
No. Look, I love my kids. You know what I mean? The fact that the two of them are still breathing is a testament to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like my friend's kids, my niece and nephews, I love them. All the kids are like, you know, in my life, I do. But like the idea of going to a soft play area or going to a kid's birthday party, I'd rather hammer a nail into my fucking forehead now if I was given half the chance. You know, because it's just when you have somebody else's snot-nosed little fucker coming up to you and they're like, do you know my daddy? And I'm like, yeah, I do. He's a dickhead. No, fuck off. Do you know? You know, I'm sorry, but like these people, like I've met, I was in the soft play area a while back with the two boys, and this family, this mother and father came up to us, and I swear to fucking God, lads, like, they were like, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, your child. Oh, he's wonderful. Oh, he's so beautiful. And look at him. And oh, he seems to be very advanced for his age. And this is Matthew over here. Matthew likes the color blue, and Matthew fucking eats his own snots and blah, blah.
Actually, do you know something that I find even more offensive than a lot of our listeners today find about parents who, about people who don't like kids? I can't stand people who do nothing but talk about their children. It wrecks my head.
That's not me.
You never shut up about your kids.
But my teenager was there, right? Mm. And he was giving me the side eye as if to say, Dad, what in the name of shite's going on here? And I was like, just say nothing. And then when they left then, he was like, what was that about? Because it freaked him out even a small bit. I goes, myself and your mother, we used to call them those people. Because they're the kind of people that, look, I mean, I talk about my kids a lot. Everybody talks about their kids because when your kids do something nice, it's lovely to share, especially with
people involved in their lives. There are some that never shut up.
Their entire identity is built around their kids. And I feel bad for people like that because when their kids grow up and move on, they're going to realize they have nothing in common with each other. And not even that. It's fucking creepy. Like, I'm sorry, no. If you love your kids, you love your kids. But these people who go really all in, they give you the ick. Like, you know,
Dave,
what I mean?
Dave, my neighbours are empty nesters at the moment. Their daughter went off to college down in Galway there at the start of the year. And
their whole world is falling apart.
Oh my God, they don't know what to do with themselves. Because again, that's it.
Like, look, I have a social life outside of my children. Now, not much of a one, but I still have stuff that I do for me outside of my family. And myself and herself were always like that, because we knew the day would come where the kids wouldn't be there anymore. And then what are we going to do? Just sit around going, all right, how's it going? So I see you live here too. You know, like, and it happens to so many people. Like, look, you're one. I think the reason people call you one a bitch, it isn't because of the fact she likes kids. It's almost like the way she said it, like the language she used. It's almost like she used it as a badge of honor. You know what I mean? Like puffing her chest out going, I hate children and I can barely tolerate children. Like if you're going to use as colourful language as she was using, obviously you're going to get fucking blowback. Particularly if you say okay,
but again... Okay, she doesn't have kids. She's no intention of having kids. She just doesn't like them. I came across a video on YouTube earlier on from a guy called Steve Shives. Okay, and I want to just play the first minute of it and see how much of it you agree with or disagree with. Okay, so this video is called "Why I Hate Kids." So we'll just see if we agree or disagree on what he says here. Here we go.
They're always in the way.
They're always in the way.
They ask stupid questions.
They ask stupid questions. They all ask stupid questions, don't they? Here we go.
They never shut up.
They don't ever shut up. I keep going.
They never listen.
They never listen.
They know everything when in truth they know next to nothing.
Yeah, they think they know everything, but they don't.
Everyone thinks they're cute, but they almost never are.
Yeah, they're not. You think your kids are so cute.
And my kids are
nothing cute about them at all.
Oh, you say, do you want me to ring my wife and say to her?
Here we go.
They're loud.
But it's not about your wife.
Loud. They're rude.
They're rude?
They don't know how to eat properly.
Yeah, they don't know how to eat properly. They're shoving it all into their gobs.
Jeez, have you ever seen yourself drunk, Adrian?
Okay, play a few more. Hang on.
Shit. The really smart ones can take 3 or 4 years to learn how to wipe their own asses. If they can't find a way to eat something, they'll find a way to break it. They take over your life. There's no reason they should ever be in a movie theater, but they're always
But they always
there.
Are. And he goes on and on. That video is actually 5 minutes long.
Can I just say, lads, and I don't want to put a downer on this, and I know you're both laughing. If this was about any other group of people, if this was about black people he was talking about.
It's not.
No, but if it was about
black children.
It was about black. Yeah, well, children deserve a voice as well. If that was about black people, yeah? Or if it was about elderly people. Like, supposing I come on next week's podcast, Dave, and I say, I hate anybody over the age of 70. They should be euthanized. Put them all down.
To say they should be euthanized now is a bit harsh.
Yeah, nobody is saying you should euthanize children.
No, relax.
No, but if I said old people are smelly...
There's loads of people who don't like old people.
Old people smell a piss. They take too long in the post office. I can't buy me stamps because they're important.
People say that every day
of
the week.
There's not.
Anyway. You're really taking this to heart, Jeremy.
Yeah,
you
really are. This is the point I was making. How do you know somebody has kids? They bloody tell you. They never shut up about it. Nobody cares.
Some kids are little wankers.
Yep.
They are. Dave, I have to say,
and you'll probably agree with me here, kids, yeah, love kids. However, teenagers, I can't stand the ground they walk on. I hate teenagers.
I'm living with a teenager and a toddler right now, okay? I'm living with a terrorist, and I don't get me wrong, teenagers, we were all the same. We were all the exact fucking same. But, like, academically, he's brilliant, but it's like when they hit the teenage years, they get dumber in certain ways.
They're just vile.
Like,
they're vile. Teenagers are vile.
When you're a young fella as a teenager, you won't be saying that. Oh, no, my son's a great teenager.
You are in for a fucking rude awakening, my friend.
No. Let me go to, stay there for a second, Dave. Let me go to line two, and that is Chris. How are you, Chris?
How's it going, lad?
Good, thanks, Chris.
Long time no here, Chris. Where have you been?
I'm in Galway.
Oh,
good man. And what did you want to say on this about kids?
I messaged in earlier. Fairly depressing now, I suppose. But, I just don't see the point in having children. I think they're just that there's enough shite going on in the world, that there's just so much misery everywhere. Like, that. I think she's dead right. I see her point fully.
And would you ever fancy having kids?
No, never.
No, okay, no. Never. All right, maybe you should hook up with Sarah Jane. Would you be like Sarah Jane in that you can only barely tolerate even being around children?
No, I'm not a fan of children now. Like, I'll tolerate them all right, but if I have to go out of my way to get around it, I would. I just don't see the point in today's world having children and... yeah.
Well, now the human race would cease to exist if we all stop having
obviously,
children.
Obviously, all right. But, like, it's just more and more you're seeing, like, the people having the majority of children are people who do nothing with their lives, like, you know, or else very wealthy people who have children. Like, it's people in the middle who are basically caught having no children.
Jesus.
Now. Like,
Dave, I have to be honest with you. I think, or sorry, Chris, I have to be honest with you because I think having children could be the best thing for you because you sound like a dare fucker now. You maybe need,
I know, I'm grand.
You know, you need kids.
No,
you need kids in your life to cheer you up.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you.
I can relax in the evening. I have no screaming children. There's nothing better than that.
No place better to relax than in Galway.
There is.
I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
Without any kids.
By the way, I just want to say this on a separate note. Your kids, when they were, I was around. You forget I was around when your kids were young. Your kids were little shits. They were little shits. No, they actually were.
Say that to our mother.
No, they actually. Do you have her number?
No, they weren't.
They actually were. But
stop
having said that, I'm going to say something to you, Chris. When I go home today after work, and the first thing I do, and my young fella's at the age where Dave will know this, where he's, I'm not cool enough for him anymore. But my two girls, when I come home from work today,
that'll wear off as well.
As soon as the door opens, they will run over to me and they hug me unconditionally. Money can't buy that.
That'll wear off as well.
Money cannot buy that.
Anyway,
when I walk in the door, my dog wags his tail and
there
that's all
you go.
I need.
What more do you want? And I'm the same. Jumps all over
exactly.
Me. Yeah, she's great. Anyway, the fact of the matter is, so, Jeremy, you said earlier on that it's a bit weirder for a woman not to like kids or want kids.
You don't seem
as triggered by Chris here.
I just think Chris, well, he's not a walking example of why not having kids brings you happiness. Jesus, he's on a downer there.
No,
I know.
When you think
about it logically, like, you know, there's just enough going on in the world without having more children. Like, you have a child,
and
only for it to go through stress and heartbreak and mm-hmm. whatever else during its whole life. Like, and I feel like if you have a child, you're just dooming it to have bad experiences. Obviously, they have good experiences as well. Like,
Jesus, I want to jump out the window here. No, but he is right, by the way.
People bring kids into the world without realizing the consequences of what they're actually bringing them into.
Oh, would you stop? Jesus, David. David Amber.
Just saying.
David Amber is sipping beside me.
Do you think it's a great thing that kids are born in Gaza at the moment?
Ah, would
you think that's a good thing?
Stop, but I'm not in Gaza.
The fact of the matter is that he's got a point.
Chris, we're not in Gaza. We're in one of the richest countries in the world. Chris, do you have a woman in your life or what's your...
I do indeed, yeah.
And does she want kids?
She feels the exact same way as me.
Oh, no way. How did you manage to find a woman that feels the same way as you?
I don't know, to be honest. She only lived down the road from me when I was at home. So
there must be a setting on Tinder for just people who don't like who hate kids.
No, we've been together since school now. There's no Tinder involved.
Okay, Sarah Jane. Now, I don't know if this is the same Sarah Jane that sent us the original message, yeah? But let me read out this. This is a reason not to like kids, yeah? Get a load of this. My toddler threw his bowl of cereal at me this morning because I didn't put enough milk in it. I mean, what's to like about somebody who'll do that to you?
Well, you
fling your bowl of cereal at mammy, put milk in it. No, there's nothing to like about
that. Well, Chris, would you not like the... I'm just thinking my last holiday with the kids and us all playing in the pool and going to the mini disco.
Mini disco?
At night and seeing just the joy on the... I mean, even my screensaver of my phone, Adrian. What's the screensaver on my phone?
That's you and your daughter.
It's me and number two there beside me.
Yeah.
It's just... What's wrong with you?
Yeah, sure. My last holiday was in Italy with my girlfriend. We walked around, had coffees, went out to the club. You know, I've a picture of my wallpaper when we went to Italy.
I will say the holidays can be a problem from the point of view. Our last holiday, we booked two rooms beside each other, you know, with the connecting door. Because on the last holiday we went on, Jeremy didn't get any action. So I said...
So that's a reason to love kids?
No, you hear me out. So we paid for the extra room, yeah? For two fucking rooms in the hotel with the joining door.
Yeah.
And we said, you know, we'll have a lovely holiday, but we'll still have a bit of...
Whistling, yeah. A bit of whistling.
A bit of romance at night.
Yeah.
And when we got back to the room every night, the kids would go into their room. We left the adjoining door open. You have to for safety.
Obviously.
And we'd be in our room and Jeremy would be getting frisky because he was after having his two pina coladas. And as soon as Jeremy got a bit frisky, the door would open.
Daddy.
Can we come into your room? A whole room wasted. No, I do miss the holidays where you can like swing from the chandeliers and all that.
Who does that? Who stays in place with chandeliers? Anyway, the bottom line is, Chris, you make no apologies for not liking kids, not wanting kids. And you are fortunate enough that you've found somebody who shares your view.
100%. They're going to be around for a while, but that's about it.
Fair play to you. Good to talk to you.
I do have a...
Sorry,
before you go, Kristen, don't take offence to this, because no offence is meant.
You're all right.
Which means he's about to be offensive.
No, well, I'm not going to... No offence. Yeah. Offence is taken, not given. So I'm not giving offence. If you want to take it, offence, do. I do think if we're still doing this podcast in 20 years, which we will be, because nobody else will hire us, I do think that if in 20 years we're still doing this podcast and you're on the air, you will be singing a different tune, my friend. You will be singing.
If you want to place a bet on it, I'll hold it up.
Well, I'm not going to remember placing a bet in 20 years' time.
You will. I'll keep a tape of this and I'll send it to you once a year.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is...
I'll come back on in 20 years.
I think in 20 years' time, you'll go, Jesus, Jeremy was right.
Not, never. I can guarantee you that.
He'd have a whole brood around him.
No, as in you will regret not having kids in later life. I really think you will.
No, I think the only people that regret it are people who want someone to look after them when they're older.
Absolutely. And you heard from John earlier on, that's not for me. I look after myself. Thanks very much. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Trevor.
What's starting, boys? Trevor here. Interesting topic today, lads. I wasn't going to actually slam that a woman because everyone's entitled to their likes and dislikes in this world, I suppose. But then I heard the voice note saying if I'm in a restaurant and I see kids running around, I'll call a manager over. Yeah, boys, there's no way I have it over the kids. So I have been in restaurants where I've had people say, oh, can you quiet your kids down? And the thing I say to them is, shut the fuck up, because I'm paying for my food just like you. You ain't no more better than me. Just because you can go on holiday whenever you want, so can I. It's called family that can do the child minding for me. So you ain't living a better life than me, boys. And neither is that little muppet that sent this white note saying, Trevor.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Hey lads, great show as always. I kind of feel sorry for that guy Chris there. Like he's got no kids. As Jeremy was saying, that the minute it doesn't matter what sort of a shitty day I've had in work or whatever like that, the minute I walk in through that door, my daughter runs up and gives me a big hug, and it's just, like as I said, you can't buy that. It's just the best feeling ever. And it kind of saddens me to think that Chris will never have that, you know, because he doesn't want kids, so he's not going to know it. He's not going to experience that. Okay, he has his little dog that runs up and wags his tail. Come on, it's a bleeding dog. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
Now, there you go. Thanks very much indeed, David.
He's actually right, by the way. When I've had a shitty day in work and...
Then you go home to the screaming of the kids, it makes it an even more shitty day. Doesn't it? It does. You've often rang me and said, oh, fuck, I've just arrived in the door. The noise of them.
Okay, you can't just make up shit.
It's true. You have a shitty day in work, then you come here and you have a shitty podcast, and then you go home and...
I'll admit this day, though, there was a day there a couple of weeks ago where the three of them were all screaming at the same time.
Yeah.
And I screamed back at them and I said, shouldn't have cursed, but I did. I'm getting the fuck out of this house and I'm not coming back until they all stop.
And did you?
No, because she stopped me at the door and says, you're not going anywhere. If I'm stuck here with them, you're stuck here with them.
Lauren, is there anything wrong in somebody not wanting, liking, just having no time for kids?
You know, I don't understand it. I mean, I like have almost four teenagers and it's just the best life ever. Like, it's just so good having teenagers.
What's so good about it? Think of Chris there a couple of minutes ago, or Sarah Jane, who contacted us in the first place. Just no interest, doesn't like them, and every generation they're getting worse and worse and worse in terms of their behaviour.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. Like, I mean, I have a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, 16-year-old, and an 18-year-old, and my 13-year-old is the best. Now she's the cream of the crop. She starts every text message with, "Can you revolute me? Can you revolute me?" And if I don't answer, she'll ring me and she'll go, check your messages, and I'll have, you know, that set, you know, where they send you something on Revolut to send you money.
Oh.
That's what starts.
Now tell me, Lauren, then, what's to love about that?
You're needed, Lauren. That's what I
like. Oh, you need to be needed.
No, Lauren, I hear you.
I just got a phone call. She finished school at 1 o'clock. I got a phone call at 1:15 and she goes, "Where are you?" And I said, "I'm at home." And she said, "Well, I'm at the train station. It's not here for another half an hour." So, and I said, "I'm not collecting it, but I'm here." And then she'll hang up and then she'll text and go, "Sorry for hanging up, but can you collect me?" It's just like she never stops.
So again, I'm going to ask, tell me, you said it's the most wonderful experience. Yeah, love about that?
It's not great. But I think I think that I should be, people like me should go around schools giving talks to teenagers and like literally turn them off having kids forever. Literally be total contraception for kids.
No, but teenagers are horrible creatures by their...
You'll have one in a matter of years.
No, I can relate to that, Lauren. This morning, I got a message. My son doesn't have a phone and he won't. But I got a text message from him on my wife's number there this morning, and before I opened it, was like, oh, here he is about to send me a nice message saying, Daddy, see you later on today. And the message literally read, and I'm actually open here, Dad, can you send me V-Bucks? That was it.
It just gets worse.
Just send me V-Bucks.
What's V-Bucks?
Adrian, V-Bucks.
I don't know what V-Bucks is.
If you had kids, you'd know what V-Bucks
are. I do have kids, but they're grown adults.
But did he use V-Bucks?
Obviously not, or I'd know about
them. Well, then I'm not telling you what they are.
V-Bucks.
He wanted V-Bucks sent to him. So he didn't ask how I was. He didn't care how I was. All he said was, Dad, can you buy me V-Bucks?
No, but they're just the most selfish. They are just the most selfish.
Lauren, the more you talk, the more you're actually...
I'm literally at my youngest daughter's school. I think I'm just going to drive away and leave her because I just, like...
So are you telling me that you gave in and you went to collect her?
No, I didn't collect the 30. She gets the train home from school, and I'm the one in primary school, the last one in primary school. I do collect her.
Oh, right, okay.
Literally, I'm counting down the months. She's got to be on the train in September, and that'll be the end of it. I'm not even going to answer my phone. They're gone.
Right. I know Chris is still listening to this, and Chris is saying, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I don't want them. Chris, that's why I don't like them.
Chris just messaged me and he said,
how are you, Chris?
I have my girlfriend and my dog when I come home from work. That's all I need.
That's all he needs.
Your dogs are going to ask.
Dogs are so much nicer.
Oh, they are. Than kids.
Love you forever.
Give me a dog any day.
But a dog's not going to ask you for V-Bucks.
No, certainly not. The dog's not going to ask you for anything. Bar a bowl of water. They're brilliant. Dogs for life.
So if you could go back, this is a difficult question now, Lauren. If you could go back,
what would you trade them in?
Would you get the tubes tied before you had any?
No, I wake up every morning and go, I love my kids, I love my kids, I love my kids, I love my kids.
But you have to force yourself to say it.
I know.
Chris is listening to us. How are you, Chris? Chris is listening to us right now and he's saying, she's the reason I don't want kids. She's just proven the point.
Yeah, I am the reason. Yeah.
Thanks, Aaron.
Your problem was, Aaron, you had too many. How was you should
have...
She's only one more than you.
I know, you should have stuck at two, Lauren.
See, they're really cute when they're small, and then they grow up. No one warns you. Nobody warns you.
No, they don't.
Sorry, Lauren, you're such a liar then, because on social media, Lauren's always about, I love my kids. My kids are the greatest, they're the greatest.
Well, don't we all lie on social media?
Social media is a complete fake world. Lauren, good luck.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
She sounds like a broken woman. Those kids have broken her. They've literally broken her. I can't believe nobody knows what V-Bucks are.
No, what are V-Bucks?
I'm not going to tell
nobody
you.
Nobody knows. Would you get me V-Bucks? Would there be any use to me?
Okay, you wouldn't... Now, would you need V-Bucks?
Let me see.
No, or would you? No, you would have...
Are V-Bucks any use to me?
Well, they would be of use to you, but I don't know if you'd want them.
V-Bucks? No. Does anybody know what V-Bucks are?
If you have a kid that's aged between 5 and 15, you would...
Anyway, you buy him V-Bucks?
No.
You wrote back, piss off.
No, I didn't. I didn't even reply to him. Oh, that'll teach him a lesson. But I'll buy them when I get home because I'll feel guilty about it. Do you want V-Bucks? I'll buy you 1,000 V-Bucks now.
And what will I do with them?
It's up to you what you do with them. Completely up to you. Half my wages go on V-Bucks. Half my wages go on V-Bucks and the other half go on LOL dolls. But literally all my wages go on. Remember when I used to be able to go out and buy designer coats?
Remember
I came into work one day with a DKNY jacket worth 1,000 quid?
Yeah.
And you were
now
like,
you're wearing dishevelled old shite. Look at the stadium.
I got this in the bin in the White Sands Hotel. Yeah. That's where I got this from.
Let's squeeze in one final call, and that is Sarah Jane. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sarah Jane.
What's the crack, lads? These are all there obsessing about children there, for God's sake.
That's exactly what we're doing. Now, you're not the Sarah Jane that sent in the message in the first place, I assume.
No, I didn't get the first script of the podcast. What was it about?
Well, Sarah Jane sent us a voice note to say she hates kids, basically. That wasn't you.
Well, it definitely wasn't me, but I'd be happy with that and that.
Oh, really? So what is it about kids? Well, basically, her thing was she doesn't want children, doesn't like being around children, prefers holidays in adult resorts, likes to travel, but she's sick of being judged for not liking or wanting children. What's your view on this?
I agree with her totally. I swear to God, yeah. I like, that'd be right up my alley, you know.
And do you have kids?
No, I haven't. None of my own.
Okay. Have you any desire to have kids?
No, and I never did. Okay. I'd be past that age now.
Oh, you'd be past that age.
To be American.
Okay, so you've never had children. Do you like children? Do you like being around children?
No, I get nervous around them.
You get nervous? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I get nervous around them. And especially newborn children, I feel like crying.
Oh, now, Jeremy. Doesn't like children, never had children, won't be ever having children.
Well, I'm glad you never had children because it would have been wrong for you to have children because you don't like children. And so many people have children that don't like them. Like the woman we
I
know.
I don't mean that in a sarcastic way or acting like that. I
just well, Jeremy, you said earlier on weird.
I'm going to repeat it. I think it's weird that you don't like children. Yeah. So you didn't think I was going to have the balls to say that?
Yeah, but you won't argue the point.
No, yes, I will argue the point.
You're going to cut her off.
No, we don't cut her. I think it's weird that you don't like children, Sarah Jane.
Why do you think it's weird? I think
there's a chip missing.
A chip missing?
No, I think there's too much to have in children.
Oh, there's a lot of responsibility.
It involves too much.
I know, but that's part of life. Yeah, but when you
and
leave...
I'm not talking financially either.
No, I know. No, but when you leave this world, yeah, you have to leave a legacy behind, yeah?
Come here, I'm going to say, I'm going to cut across the hair, right? Around 15 years ago, right, I was working in an orphan home, and this older lady came up to me visiting our brother, and she said to me, the best thing you can do now, love, is to go off and have a few children, because when you get old, you'll need someone to look after you. A biggest load of bullshit
having children just for them to babysit when you get old.
That is bullshit, because I know it.
Yeah, exactly. I
know out of my three kids that two of them won't give a fuck about me when I'm in my 60s. No, they won't, or my 70s.
That's good, Jeremy. That's crazy.
Because I know that now. That's the thing.
Are you not hurt by that?
Not at all, no.
Why, how many times? Go on now with that. You can hear it in your phone.
Yeah, you can. No, you can.
Sure, you don't care.
I brought them into the world and they don't care for me now.
Sure, you don't care about your mother.
Exactly,
when was the last time you saw your mother, Adrian?
Last weekend.
The only time Adrian ever goes to his mother is when he's looking for a loan. That is literally the only time.
But so what? That's normal. Like, everyone does that.
I was with her last weekend.
No, much to get off her.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Jeremy, yours
are
jealous.
I tell you what Jeremy's jealous about. The fact that I'm going off on two holidays in the next 6 months and he's stuck at home.
Will you enjoy yourself, Adrian?
I will. Yep, I will. Sarah Jane, thanks very much.
No problem, lad. Have a great day.
The only thing that's going to die before you, Adrian, is your liver. that's a fact.
Let's squeeze in Keith.
Lads, other people's kids are like farts. You know, you can barely stand your fucking own. Well, like, you know yourself, when you have kids, like, yeah, they're bearable. And then when you're just coming around, it's like, yeah, you bear with them. But grateful when you go home.
Keith, I have to ask, are you sitting on the toilet when sending that message?
That's a lot of urine. Listen to the urine in the background.
Yeah, I mean, like, what is going on there, Keith?
Lads, Jesus. What are people's kids are like farts?
You know? Or is it a frying pan?
No, that's...
Deep fat fryer.
No, you can barely stand your fucking own.
No, he's pissing into the urinal.
You know yourself, when you have kids, like, yeah, they're bearable.
No, he's making chips. That's what I'm predicting.
Denise says, I hate people that have this attitude towards things. Denise says, each to their own. No, each to their own.
No, that's not what we do in Opinions
we
Matter.
We don't do each to their own in this show.
It's opinions that matter.
No, each to their own at all. Imagine if every topic we did, every caller said each to their own.
Should we have no topic?
No topic at all.
Thank you
indeed. What do you think of mothers that give their 5-month-old babies cans of Red Bull?
Each to their own. Can we get that call around next week?
She's actually lined up next week.
Is she? Very good.
What do you think of a man who goes out and sleeps with 20 women behind his back?
Eats on their own. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Catch you on the next one.